Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to hit the tweet here, Dave and Adam. Something went wrong, but don't fret. Let's give it another shot. So I try to post again.
You look like you're fretting.
There it goes.
You're fretting a little bit.
651-461-9226. When are you fretting?
I was fretting earlier this morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What was happening?
I was trying to send some Odyssey points to Jason and Dan for hitting number 20 on the big list. The point system is down.
You won't stop. How about this guy for also ran? Does he get any points?
I might toss him a couple in a week or so. But yeah, maybe a little birthday gift. Bring some to the party.
If you knew he's 21st or 25th, it might depend how many.
That would help. That would help.
How many points? When do you fret? Like when you fret, it's more. You're not super upset. You're just, God, I want to get this done. You know, right?
All the time.
All the time. Are you a fretter?
I'm a worrier. I think a little more bordering from between fret and worry.
Yeah. Are they close? Because I get you're concerned about something, right?
Angst.
Angst, yes. Of the three, worry, angst, or fretting, let's rank them. Worrying seems the worst, right?
Yeah.
Fretting doesn't seem that bad, right?
Yeah, worry top. Angst 2.
Yeah.
3 is fret.
Yeah. Dave looks like he's going to the Google here.
I just wanted the official dictionary definition, and to fret means to be constantly or visibly worried or anxious.
Oh, well, that seems worse, though.
Yeah, if it's constant.
That's tough. That's how Jen feels, married to you. What do you got going this weekend? Did you break that down on the dog hating show?
I'm security guard tomorrow at a...
You're performing?
Well, I'm performing security at a high school dance meet tomorrow.
You're security?
Security.
What? What are you talking about?
There's security involved.
Okay.
You get the official t-shirt with security on the back.
Yeah, that's all I want.
Wear that to the gym every day.
Right. Rip the sleeves off. And
it's got to be a yellow shirt then, too, right? If
black,
it's security?
Black security.
Oh, you think black?
Yeah. I think black with yellow or white lettering.
I think yellow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Size.
You're thinking of Asia security.
That's what I am. And why were we trusting Asia? Okay. I mean, that's
exactly.
That
should have been a warning sign.
Yeah. That's, you know what? That's when TikTok started, right? Okay. Why do we need security at the dance event?
Usually it's just to make sure that, like, when the dance is underway, people
nobody
need to be in their seats.
The...
Yeah, you can't walk in while the dance is going. So you keep the doors shut.
Okay, so I show up. Is this Morgan?
Both Morgan and Sig.
Okay, Morgan and Sig. And someone is dancing. You have to be the one saying, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait till the dance is done.
Yep.
Wait till the dance is done. What if I then storm and say, no, I want to go on right now.
My daughter is dancing
right now. What do you plan on doing?
No. No means no.
Oh, and then
cross the arms.
Cross the arms.
Wait, hand out.
Look, buddy, everyone's daughter's dancing.
Will you, wear a puffier shirt so you connote an even bigger human?
No, I won't.
Yeah. Or you'll wear a tinier shirt.
That's right. It's medium.
Yeah.
Medium.
Look at how I'm even stronger now. Do you get compensated for this?
No, it's called parents contributing. All hands on deck.
Right. Yeah, I I miss the kids participating in events. I don't miss when you had to, okay, what are you going to do? You're going to work the...
Work concessions?
Concessions. Are you going to clean up? Are you going to be involved in the after school, a party? You know, so you decided you'd be the muscle.
I was assigned that.
You were assigned. Who assigned you?
The head of the boosters, dance boosters.
They thought you'd be a security guy?
Based on unable to do anything else.
What would you like to be?
I could do concessions.
Concessions sounds fun until like there's a big line.
It's not.
And you got to deal with money.
I was part of concessions a few times.
It is not fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I could work for tips though.
There's no tips.
I'm putting the jar off.
There's no tips.
I'm putting the jar on.
Okay, well, good luck because there's not a lot of, you know, 15-year-olds are going,
right.
Hey,
a little something for you.
Here's $5 for you. You know,
a quarter at a time adds up.
Yeah, that's true. What if this is winter? That's the top.
Oh.
Because it's back-to-back years where it seems like maybe this is it. You know, where we got a light dusting right now. And we're going to get maybe 3 to 4 inches this weekend. Is that what they're saying?
I've heard one to two.
Less, I think, yeah.
Yeah. God, I'll pass on a lot of those jokes that are right there. But it snowed, what, 3 times?
Yes.
How many times? You know,
and the most
two,
was, what, 4 inches?
Yeah. This is, and it's cloudier.
It's colder this year than it was last year.
It's colder than last winter, but it's not as cold as it normally is. Would we prefer this to a lot more snow, a lot more sun?
No. I'll take the sun over anything.
So you would rather have...
Well, I mean
honestly,
I don't want like the record-breaking snow we had 2 years ago.
But we have no snow. I mean, we would have to quintuple the amount of snow. What do we have for snow so far? 7 inches? 8 inches total?
That's probably high.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do we normally think of? 50, 40 inches of snow?
Probably.
Right?
Ballpark, yeah.
Got a ways to go.
We do have a ways to go. It's not like it's done, but is this what we want? I'm a bit conflicted because... I'm trying to think what Saturday was. I don't think it was last Saturday. The Saturday before, where it was where we had the stretch where it was just cloudy every day. And all of a sudden it was 25 and the sun was out. And I went for like an hour and a half walk and it felt euphoric. It felt so great where the sun was out. It wasn't too cold. And then all of a sudden it was sunny and the high was 8. I didn't like it as much.
Yeah.
You know? Versus cloudy and 20. So Dave Harrigan, cloudy 20, and it just doesn't snow that much. Is that your winter versus more sun, but a lot more snow?
Sun and snow.
Okay.
I love the sun, and especially with kids. When it's cold and there's no snow on the ground,
yeah,
there's
nothing to do.
It's okay. We're staying inside all day today because there's nothing to do outside.
Maybe that's it for me, too, because the boys are older. So I'm not as tied to that because I don't mind. Now, if it turns into like 10 days where it's overcast, which
that's brutal,
it literally gets depressing. And you have seasonal affective disorder. I think it does get to me a little bit too, but I think it gets to everybody. I think you clinically have it. But I think if you wake up and it's just cloudy.
Day after day after
day. After day after day. So what do people want? This isn't exactly a show where we talk a lot of weather. What is your option? Would you rather have the sun? And I'm not exaggerating. Like 4 times as much snow as we're having right now. And again, it could change. I mean, we got a long ways to go. But there's no real signs of big snow, right? Maybe we've ended big snow.
Could be.
Did we take on big snow?
Pushed it later now, you know, in March, April now.
Mid-April. Our springs are garbage now. Our falls are tremendous. Our springs stink.
First half of fall is tremendous. Then it turns into garbage, too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going against my literal calendar. I think the fact that I'm with... Mr. Make Up His Own Calendar has intimidated me a little bit. But September and October, they're really good.
Yeah.
And they're better than they used to be. I think the data shows
it. I feel warmer.
Right?
Certainly end of September.
We get way more 70s and 80s in September and October than we used to.
Yeah.
But April? Garbage. Yes. April's garbage.
Awful.
Right? It's an awful month. What do you want to say? What's your preference? Because we are the weather leader right here. Would you like to hang for the entire show?
No.
We could use security for the show in
the
case.
The door, standing by the door.
In case somebody tries to break in. We're not encouraging.
Well, we got people who sent us frequent letters. I'm sure they wouldn't mind coming up.
Yeah, I got another frequent letter from that individual who.
Who has two different names, by the way.
Does,
same address.
Does.
Make up your mind.
And then also was going after Belinda. And then was calling people candy asses. How old
candy
are you
ass.
If you use the term candy ass? What's your guess?
I don't know about age, but you're definitely a football coach.
Or a wrestling fan. You watched a lot of The Rock in the early aughts.
Yeah. Or you're wearing a singlet right now. As you were.
Or bike coaching shorts. You candy ass.
Candy ass. Work in candy ass on your text throughout the afternoon. 651-461-9226. Okay. Johnny Cash. Haven't seen the sun. We don't coordinate the opening segment in any way.
It has nothing to do with winter.
Okay. What do we got?
Well, you know the tune. It is Folsom Prison Blues from Johnny.
It's a phenomenal song.
It's easily top five Johnny, right?
Yes. Easy. For me. Yeah, for sure.
For sure it is. Absolutely as well.
And if somebody wants to say it's his best, I'm good.
Yeah. Ring of Fire, Folsom Prison. I mean, come on. Let's not.
He's got a good list
here. Well, we had the big breaking news this morning, the sentence of the president-elect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So we're hearing music of other people that really struggled through their sentences for crimes committed today.
Yeah. So other felons?
Not just, other people that it might not be the actual person singing the song. It might be the song about a fictional character. Who knows? But it's just, a lot of prison terms.
Prison terms.
Struggling
with
being caught up in the law. Being convicted of a crime, and what happens to you?
You're president-elect, and then you're president.
That also happens sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll talk about that with Major Garrett in less than 10 minutes. Candy ass, underrated. Would you say the phrase candy ass, underrated?
I go properly rated.
Yeah. I don't think outside of in satire or sarcasm, I've ever used it. I may have been called it. I may have had conversations where others used it, but I don't think I've ever, hey, you candy ass. No, I mean, if I did, it was just mocking.
I don't think I've ever used it. If you were called it, do you believe it was in jest or was someone being serious towards you?
I'm just trying to think early sports, maybe.
Is that what Dutch referred to you as before he told you to take up golf?
No, that wasn't. That wouldn't have been a Dutch. Chad, FYI, candy ass and panty waist have the exact same meaning. Panty waist. I think panty waist, again, is more insulting. Don't you? We've got a number of word continuums here. We had fret. We had worry. We had angst. Now we're debating candy ass and panty waist.
Can you call somebody a panty waist now? Or is that too, are you bringing gender into too much now? Is that not PC anymore? Kind of like, in golf, somebody would, leave the putt short. Hey, take the skirt off, buddy.
Yeah. There are still morons who do that.
Yeah.
I've never been a big fan of the word panties.
It is a weird word.
It's a weird word. It's underwear. You're wearing underwear.
Underpants.
You're not wearing panties. Dolores, get your panties on. Panties. I'm not saying like it makes me uncomfortable, but I just think underwear is a better word. But then sometimes I'll be surprised by younger people who will say panties.
To me, it's like how people recoil when they hear the word moist. That word doesn't bother me, but panties always has bothered me.
Yeah, I have multiple friends of mine who recoil if they hear the word moist. We've done this before. We can do it now. Give me words that when you hear them, you're briefly uncomfortable.
Hartman.
Thank you. When it pops up on the screen, on your phone, oh, God. He woke up. He's still alive. He's calling me again. Words that you hear and you're like, ugh. 651-461-9226. Because moist, for a lot of people, is that word.
I like moist.
I do, too. A moist cake?
Yes, a moist towelette.
Moist towelette. I think food is better if it's moist.
Usually is.
Right? Sun is nice, but I like the clouds, rain. I lived in Tempe for 10-plus years, and I thought I preferred the sun. I was wrong. You lived in Tempe for 10 years, and you've learned to not like the sun? I'm sending help for this individual.
Tempe winter versus clouds and rain. Let's get a Seattle winter.
Now, Arizona is a little colder than most people think, as someone who lived out there for a number of years and then traveled out there a bunch. But it's still a hell of a lot better than here, weather-wise. But the sun is out a ton. You know, it's just, it's in the 50s and 60s a lot more than, I think some people think, oh, it's Arizona. It's in the 70s and 80s all the time. No. November, December, January, maybe parts of Feb. There's a lot of days where your high's in the 50s and 60s, which, oh, God.
Yeah.
Fret on that, you know. Chad, in the winter, it's sunny when it's cold and cloudy when it's mild, and hardly do you ever see the sunshine when it's snowing. Only a candy ass would like a warm winter weather. Sunshine is my drug of choice, sunshine and snow. Well, when you get, and ideally you're not driving, like the roads were kind of a mess last night, right? Were you in it a bit?
I was in it, and I will actually say, maybe I got very lucky. My drive was smooth. Slower, but I'd say it added 5 to 10 minutes max.
I was shocked, because I slid through two intersections and was pumping on those brakes, banging on the brake. I'm like, really? This is happening already?
Hmm.
It's and again, they were side streets.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Intersections on 394 would be tough.
Well, go to Minnesota Reformer.
Oh, goodness.
Boulevard guy. That's what we want. We want just a boulevard from Minneapolis to St. Paul. You know, that's among the dumbest ideas ever. Back off, or I'll do a pirouette and a high kick. That's what Adam's going to have to say while he's performing security.
Do a spin move.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Good thing Adam does all that clanging and banging for security. Yeah, absolutely. Slacks. Does the word slacks bother you?
Doesn't bother me, but it feels very old-timey.
It does feel that way. Upchuck.
It's fine.
Yeah. Word that makes me recoil, Pokemon. Pokemon?
Okay. Is that just because their children were very into Pokemon and they didn't get it, or they just couldn't stand it?
Among the, and it's a good list, by the way, the 25 dumbest things in my life, when the wolves, you know, I tracked the wolves. Tracked them all the way to Tokyo.
Mm.
They played the Sacramento Kings for a couple games. And Griffin was so, this my middle boy, was so into Pokemon at the time. And we had a chance for a couple days to travel around. Little I realized the Pokemon headquarters was like a half mile from where we stayed.
Oh, my.
You know when I found out about that? When we were on the bus to the airport, and other parents were going, God, wasn't that Pokemon headquarters great? And they looked at me and goes, well, you have two young kids. You must have been there. I'm like, I just put my head down. How is that possible that I did not know. What are the modern day Pokemon? If
Pokemon's still a thing.
Is Pokemon still a thing?
My girls somehow have a few Pokemon cards that they got, I don't know, from friends, neighbors. I have no idea what you do with a Pokemon card. I don't know what a Pokemon is other than a cartoon character.
My band's female singers are known as the Moist Towelettes. Chad, this discussion is getting my panties in a bunch. I mean, how about that? Chad, why are you pumping the brakes? You're driving this 1972 Chevy Nova. Yeah, that's it. That's
good
why
point.
I know. You just got to hold them down, right?
You got the anti-lock brakes is what you've got.
Yeah. Projectile vomiting. Yeah, that's not a good one. How about the word supple?
I like supple.
Supple seems good,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate the word drive time, Josh. sag.
Sag?
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
No.
It's half the union we're in.
You
would like that, Mr. Union.
Oh, nobody loves the union more than me. There's a few I'm chuckling over, and I'm debating whether I can say them on air.
Mm.
And if I'm debating...
Let's not do it.
I think that's probably a better call. Explosive diarrhea. Yeah, that's not good.
You don't want it. The words don't bother me, but...
No. My uncomfortable word is Buxton.
That's uncomfortable for a lot of people at one turn's away, too.
Yeah. Beehive of activity for our ball club, right?
Oh, they're very active.
Man, oh, man.
Once they sell this team, though, things are going to be clicking right along.
All's been quiet since we had the Ishbia report, right?
Yeah, other than this week saying
Dan Hayes report. Dan Hayes saying maybe it's going to happen sooner than we think.
Yeah, the goal, I think, is by opening day is what he was reporting.
To have some sort of announcement.
Yeah, to have the sale maybe not completed, but have it, this is going to be your new owner, and now we just got to sign the paperwork.
I would think the Dan Hayeses of the world would report on some other people. I can't believe it's just Ishbia and everybody's backed away. They clearly are wealthy enough.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of just NDAs that have been signed.
Yeah. Are you involved?
Can't say.
Can't say. That's why you have an NDA. You can't say. Major Garrett. Don't think he's involved, but he can't say either. Major's next.